This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Monday, August 25th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, a report from Denver, where the Democratic National Convention gets underway. We'll hear some Illinois voices. We'll also get a look at the AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. Illinois will take center stage today on the first day of the Democratic National Convention. From Denver, Amanda Vinicky has more.
Some of Illinois' most prominent Democrats will kick off the convention. Attorney General Lisa Madigan, State Treasurer Alexi Janulius, and Comptroller Dan Hines are each slated to speak today. Hines says he'll touch on his unique perspective of having run against Obama in 2004 for U.S. Senate.
When you run against someone, you get a real feel for who they are. You can see them up close and personal. And I can just say that he's a guy of enormous talent and unquestioned integrity.
Obama's former colleague from the state Senate, Chicago City Clerk Miguel Del Valle, will also vouch for Obama before a national audience. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley will take his turn later in the week. One noticeable omission, Governor Rod Blagojevich will not be speaking. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The Illinois Republicans are drilling their Democratic opponents over the party's newly named presidential ticket. Tony Arnold has more.
It wasn't long after Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama announced Delaware Senator Joe Biden as his running mate that Republicans were lining up to take a swing at the ticket. Take Southern Illinois Congressman John Shimkus. He criticizes the Obama-Biden ticket as a kind of oil and water. Their policies don't match each other's. Shimkus calls the pairing an overcompensation for Obama's lack of foreign policy experience.
And you can just go down through from the Iraq war resolution to Biden's statement that he wouldn't negotiate and sit down with state sponsors of terror.
Shimkus says on the Republican side, Arizona Senator John McCain has already put in his time on foreign policy issues and won't have to go looking for someone to boost his own resume. I'm Tony Arnold.
Were Barack Obama to be elected president, it would be up to Governor Rod Blagojevich to appoint someone to fill his U.S. seat in the U.S. Senate. Someone who is frequently mentioned as a frontrunner is Illinois Director of Veterans Affairs Tammy Duckworth. Duckworth is an Army helicopter pilot injured in Iraq. She lost a 2006 race for Congress. Duckworth says she will probably run for office again, but she won't say if she's interested in Obama's Senate seat should it open.
You know, I am just interested right now in getting President Obama into office, and I'm interested in continuing to work for Illinois' vets, and I'm not going to worry about anything else.
There's speculation Blagojevich favors Duckworth because he's hosting a party tomorrow during the Democratic National Convention in her honor, but Duckworth says it's just a get-together to celebrate new programs for Illinois veterans. All colleges and universities in Illinois will have to have a campus violence protection plan in place by next year. A new state law requires it. Jenna Dooley has more on how universities are finding ways to pay for increased security.
The law recently signed by the governor requires all campuses to have an emergency response plan. Many colleges and universities already have some procedures in place after deadly shootings at Virginia Tech and Northern Illinois University. Some of the ways to prevent campus violence have a high price tag. University of Illinois at Springfield Chancellor Richard Ringeisen says the school will install a PA system in all classrooms. It will allow administrators to alert students and staff in case of emergency. He says those efforts come out of the university's pocketbook, but he says safety is priority, whether or not the state chips in.
It would be pleasant if there were state funds that said you can do these things with it, but we know how things are with the state, and so we're doing what needs to be done, or at least we hope we are.
$25 million has been set aside for campus security funds in the proposed statewide construction plan touted by Governor Blagojevich. But differences between him and the legislature have held up that plan. I'm Jenna Dooley.
School districts in downstate Illinois are trying to recruit more minority teachers. In Champaign and Urbana, more than half of the students are minorities, but more than 80% of the teachers are white. In Danville, more than 40% of students are black, but only 6% of teachers are black. Urbana's Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, Gail Jeffries, says Urbana is offering offering tuition assistance, providing mentors to potential teachers, and expanding recruiting to places as far away as Louisiana. Champaign's efforts include paying for tuition and books used toward a teaching degree for some staff. Danville School Board President Randall Ashton said among the challenges they face in a competitive recruiting environment, finding minority teachers who want to come there. The mayor of Bloomington says he opposes the governor's plan to close the Pontiac Correctional Center. Last week, thousands of Central Illinois residents came to a state commission's hearing in Pontiac on Governor Blagojevich's proposal. State officials want to close the prison and move its 1,650 inmates to save about $8.5 million. Many, including Pontiac Mayor Scott McCoy, object to the closure because they say it will cause a loss of jobs, among other reasons. Bloomington leaders agree. In a memo to the city council, Mayor Steve Stockton says the Pontiac prison is important to the economy in Bloomington. He has proposed a resolution objecting to the closure. The city council will vote on it tonight. It took most of the summer for the old tower at the Champaign County Courthouse in Urbana to be taken down. Now it will take most of the fall, winter, and spring to put it back up again. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Reconstruction of the courthouse tower is slated to begin next week after Labor Day. Champaign County Board Facilities Committee Chairman Steve Beckett says engineers prepared for the project last week by checking the condition of the tower's foundation.
That foundation was put in 100 years ago, 100 plus years ago. So this report that I'm looking at right now basically says we've looked at the foundation, we've tested it, it's in good shape. So now, using that foundation as a basis, we will erect steel.
The new steel superstructure will help support the tower, which previously supported its weight on a double layer of brick. Besides being stronger, the new courthouse tower will be taller, restored to its original 135 feet. The tower had been shortened over the years due to damage from lightning strikes. But Beckett says private donations are helping pay for a courthouse tower at the original height, complete with belfry, bell, clock, and gargoyles. The Champaign County Courthouse Tower is scheduled to be completed in late spring of 2009. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Lovers of Illinois history may be out of luck when it comes to Champaign County. The Champaign County Historical Museum is open just 5 hours each week. Museum officials say that's because the facility doesn't have the funds to operate longer and few volunteers. The museum's co-president says if the facility were to open more often, it would attract more visitors, but finding volunteers has become increasingly difficult. The museum has the 1857 Cattle Bank, one of the oldest buildings in the county. It also has a large collection of 19th century quilts. The museum in Champaign is open from noon to 5 on Saturdays or by appointment. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. It used to be that the national political conventions were full of mystery. Often the nominee emerged only after several rounds of voting and backroom deals. That's not how it works anymore. There's no doubt that Barack Obama is going to get the nod this week at the Democratic Convention to be the party's candidate for president. But despite the changing nature of conventions, attendees in Denver say the political tradition is still an important one. Robert Wildebor reports from Denver.
Conventions are often derided for being essentially week-long commercials for presidential candidates. But Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says those commercials serve an important purpose.
You think after all 19 months of campaigning, someone has to tell the Barack Obama story? And the answer is yes. There are many Americans who don't focus on politics till the last minute. This convention is really an effort to knock on the door of a lot of American voters and say, guess what? It's an election year.
Durbin was talking last night as he walked into a party for the Illinois Democratic delegation. Politicians, delegates, and their guests ate tiny sandwiches and egg rolls and other appetizers at Marlowe's, a steakhouse in downtown Denver. It's an old loft-type building with big awnings and tables on the sidewalk. Delegates watched pedestrians go by as they sipped drinks at the party sponsored by Pfizer and the Chicago Board Options Exchange. The party provided an opportunity for attendees to talk shop. Jay Hoffman is an Illinois legislator from the Collinsville area, just east of St. Louis. He says the Democrats will set their course for the future over the next few days.
The planning really starts here. Could you do that at home? I guess, but really you are here and we're living politics, we're talking about politics, and we're talking about the future of the Democratic Party as we as delegates see it. If you're not here, you can't be part of that process.
That's a lesson Gay Brune has taken to heart. She calls herself a feminist, and she's a past president of Illinois Now, the national organization for women. She came to Denver for one reason.
I came to vote for Hillary.
Brune hopes that by participating in the convention, she'll be able to send a message.
As a women's movement, we're serious, and we want the respect of the Democratic Party.
Brune thinks that by voicing her concerns this week, she can help make the party more sensitive to the issues she cares about. Like Brune, Debbie Halverson has a clear agenda this week. She's the Illinois Senate Majority Leader, but she's running for Congress in a district southwest of Chicago. She says the convention is a great place to network and meet people.
We don't fundraise here. We just meet people, and because really I'm here as a delegate. I'm here to build Illinois' excitement about nominating our president. But it's nice to talk to people and say, you know, I'm going to give you a call in a couple weeks. Let's get together.
Halverson says the convention provides her with an opportunity to meet people from different states who are willing to help her because they want to see as many Democrats in Congress as possible. Illinois State Comptroller Dan Hines says it's common for politicians to use the convention to promote themselves. In fact, he recently sent out a flyer highlighting his activities at the convention. And at the bottom, readers were asked to make a contribution to support his future political efforts. But he says this convention is special.
Presidential campaigns can be pretty impersonal. You could feel pretty detached from a presidential campaign because they're so big and they're usually run out of Washington and they're, you know, you don't know the candidate at all. Most of the delegates, most of the people here, myself included, you know, knew Barack when he was a state legislator, when he was a community activist, when he was a law professor, when he was a teacher. And, you know, that makes it really special to really know the person up close and personal.
Hines is one of several Illinois politicians slated to use that up-close and personal knowledge to vouch for Obama before a national audience later today. At the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Robert Wildeboer.
In the forecast for the region today, sunny skies, the high around 80. Tonight, mostly clear, the low around 55. Sunny skies tomorrow, the high around 82. Mostly clear tomorrow evening, the low around 58. Sunny skies Wednesday, the high around 85. And partly cloudy Wednesday evening, the low around 62 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Monday, August 25th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.